Greetings. What you're about to experience is the newest order, the new ruling class, and the best of new releases from top actively performing songwriters and bands, plying their trade around the world and the world of the internet. Welcome to Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo.
David Massey with a brand new album titled Island Creek, and I can tell you for sure it is brand new because copyright says 2021. First one I have for this year. Two shows worth of this program I call Radio Crystal Blue Novus Ordo. I'm Dan Herman with this program that I've done for a number of years now. Almost as long as my standard program, Radio Crystal Blue, itself. This particular show gives you the latest releases from indie songwriters and bands, sometimes established artists every once in a while, all of whom can be heard on the main program itself, which is recorded separately, but both are involved in the RSS feed, and you can find that at my website. Email is dan@radiocrystalblue.net. Shows can be heard basically whenever you want to hear more shows, and they are available for you to download, stream, and to share, of course, in full. Many of places, of course, to hear the shows, including the more popular ones like Amazon Music, Spotify, Anchor, wherever you listen to podcasts yourself. There is a full list on the landing page of the website and also within every playlist. You can find me on Twitter at Radio CBLUE. Also have the fan page on Facebook. And I decided to join the masses and get my Instagram account fired up and running. I have had it now for maybe a couple of years and didn't really do anything with it, but I decided to get some posts going and that'll see the light of day. So happy to have that out there under the, my username I believe is DanHerman456 is where you can find me. Here's some more about David. He played guitar on and off for 15 years before taking a stab at writing a song. At age 35, moved by his sister's struggles with mental illness, he wrote Susie Came Home. Not sure what to make of the result, he set it aside and didn't attempt a second song until 6 years later. Then on Memorial Day 2001, he read a Washington Post reprint of a letter a young American fighter pilot wrote to his wife during World War II after learning the birth of her first child. As he wrote the drunken letter that day, played it for friends, and the positive response set him down the road that has resulted in 4 independently released CDs. Blissful State of Blue in 2004, Sony Rhodes in 2009, Until the Day is Done in 2015, and Late Winter Light in 2018. He has retired from his partnership at a large international law firm as of the end of 2017, generally plays only in DC area clubs and coffee houses. He does play regular local gigs with Jay Bird and Jim Robeson, among players, singers, and songwriters who are veterans of the Washington, D.C. music scene, and who constitute the core band on most of his CDs. He runs from swampy rockers to bluegrass-inflected country rock and also occasional delicate ballad. David Massey is his name. Curtain drawn from this new album, Island Creek. David Hanley lead vocals and also Jay Bird with backing vocals and plays acoustic on this track. Kristen Jones on cello, Zan McLeod on mandolin and percussion, Casey O'Neill on pedal steel, Jim Robeson with backing vocals and bass, some mixture of folks here that include Bill Starks on keys, Bruce Swim on sax, and Fred Travers on the dobro. David Massey. The website is Dave Massey Music. That's DaveMassey music.com. That's how we start off things here on Radio Crystal Blue. Novus Ordo. Let's see what I've got next for you. Got a gentleman named Peter Lawler and this recent release called A Pillow in the Sky. He was born in West Palm Beach, Florida, growing up in nearby Boca Raton. Spent most of his time outside surfing, camping, and swimming, spending summers in New Hampshire, where he now lives. As soon as school was out, they'd go on the road north, headed for the lake, and essentially surfing in the winter and water skiing in the summer. When he was about 8, his dad bought him his first drum set, and he got his first guitar at age 15. He was writing songs before he graduated high school and went on to study in Los Angeles at the Dick Grove School of Music. He gigged for many years, 6 nights a week in Seattle, also doing house concerts for friends, church gatherings, and retreats. His first studio album was released in 1990, called You Can't Stop the Breeze, and was encouraged by the momentum to release another, called Changes in the Wind, in 2000. This is now his 3rd CD, guess called A Pillow in the Sky, and he's also still active, playing throughout New England, either solo, duo, or as the percussionist for his wife, Audrey. Let's see what track number 4 sounds like on here. It's called Like It Like That. New from Peter Lawler.
I woke up this morning to coffee that was cold and black, with just a note on the table saying, baby, I don't want you back. How was I supposed to know that she'd be letting me go? I told her I would take her back. She didn't like it like that. It's been so many days and I'm really feeling all alone. You know I left her my number, but she never calls me on the phone. So I put a letter in the mail with words that I thought would not fail. I told her if she wanted me back, I would like it like that. I would like it like that. I would like it like that. If she only wanted me back, I would like it like that. Well, you know I'd be lying if I told you that I was not smooth. if I didn't make it now, I never got to make my move. So with a six-string and bottle of wine, I wrote a love song to make her feel fine. I told her that I needed her back, and she liked it like that. Yeah, she liked it like that. So now we're back together, and everything is in a groove. Well, there's cream in my coffee, and it's hot with a sugar cube. And we're living in harmony. She's my flower, I'm her honeybee. Together is where it's at. You know we like it like that. Yeah, we like it like that. Well, we like it like that. We like it like that.
That's Peter Lawler. Like It Like That is from the new album of his called A Pillow in the Sky. On this album, he's on acoustic, percussion, vocals, of course. Randy Roos with most of the remaining guitar parts. Nils Wijk with some extra acoustic guitar stuff. And Jared Steer responsible for the drums. The song website is not currently available. You can certainly find him on Facebook. His name is Peter Lawler, spelled L-A-W-L-O-R. Peter Lawler Music on Facebook. This is Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo. Novus Ordo means new order in Latin, and a chance to hear some new music in one sitting. And this is show number 495 in the annals, giving you music from folks that you'll hear on my other show, Radio Crystal Blue. And very happy to be in connection with you as we get to some more new music. And this is from Kelly's Lot, and here's their story. A band that was formed back in 1994 by Kelly Zerbs, a folk singer-songwriter with a heart for the blues. This band has recorded 15 CDs and has toured plenty across the States and also in Europe. Kelly Z had met guitar player and soundman Perry Robertson in 1996, who soon after produced the album Kelly's Lot Live at the Troubadour. Within a year, he joined the band, started writing songs with Kelly, and the Southern Rock and Texas influences that have shaped their sound. As a duo or band, they've played many venues of many sizes and shapes, and in a variety of events. In the last 10 years, they have played as a 5-to-8-piece blues band that's well-respected within the genre. Some of the larger festivals they've played are Waterfront Blues, Simi Valley Cajun Blues Festival, and other notable ones across the West Coast. Last summer, Kelly and Perry worked with Doug Pettibone to record a new selection of songs that fit in Americana genres like contemporary folk, roots rock, as well as old country. Six of the tracks on the album were inspired by words from fans on Facebook. And this new album is called Another Sky. We're going to hear one that features the aforementioned Doug Pettibone. This is called Tangled.
Tangled in your vision of what you think you learn from love.
You thought nothing could go wrong with a closed heart. You felt strong.
Loneliness has captured you, tied you down and made you blue.
Holding back is safer than letting love be cruel again.
But you keep drowning in what you hold within. I hope one day you'll see there are moments in the blues when you see what you must choose.
Giving love before giving up, only you can fill your cup.
But you keep drowning in what you hold within, I hope one day you'll see.
Blessings happen every day if you don't just look away.
There is Kelly's Lot from the new album, Another Sky. We heard Tangled. Kelly Zerbs on vocals and occasional whistle. Harry Robertson, as mentioned, on acoustic. The aforementioned Doug Pettibone with guitars, pedal steel, mandolin, and of course, handling vocals on this track. Art Mendoza on the drums. Matt McFadden on the electric bass. Paul Kennedy playing the upright, Phil Polipiano on the accordion. Website is kellyslot.com, K-E-L-L-Y-S-L-O-T, and is on Twitter at kellyslottweet. Let's see what I have here next from this band called the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. And I've been hearing about this band every so often for the last couple of years, and very happy to get one of their two new releases available for you. And this new album of theirs is called Band Together. Sound of five Massachusetts area singer-songwriters in the area of Americana, rock, and roots and folk music. First, there's Tori Hanna, influenced largely by American singer-songwriters and roots rockers. He leans on modern electro-indie songwriting. His first EP, released in 2012, captured much of his own songwriter stylings. His own latest work, called Learning to Share, speaks to a more stripped-down, live Americana folk tradition, and it really is at the core of what the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow embodies. Billy Keane was discovered by no less than Kim and James Taylor. And besides James Taylor, he counts people like Phil Oakes, Pete Seeger, and Bob Dylan among his influences. He's built a solid following by playing clubs and bars throughout the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states. He's released two projects to date. David Tankleski, musician, journalist, radio broadcaster, and sports play-by-play guy. He's been making records and playing shows since he was 16 in the Boston band Grimace. He released a solo EP in 2011 and a follow-up in 2014. He's played guitar in numerous projects, including A Million Friends, Craig Martinson, and The Heartbeats, and Haley Sabella, and shared stages with bands including Zamuto, The Slip, Piebald, and Tao to Get Down, Stay Down. He's based out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. Greg Smith spent his youth honing his musical skills on the family farm in the hills of Shawmut, Massachusetts, before joining his first band at age 12. He played a variety of instruments before settling on the guitar in high school and has been a member of nearly a dozen bands before relocating to Brooklyn, New York in the mid-2000s. Then he formed his dream band, a band you may recall I gave airplay 2 years ago called Greg Smith and the Broken English. The band had toured the East Coast, played at South by Southwest, and recorded several albums together, most recent being Railman Road back in 2014. And there's Chris Miranda, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and lead singer and performer, who's been performing and reinventing his sound for the past 25 or so years across a multitude of genres. Those are the five now for the music with a and an extremely special guest on this one. And what's labeled Side A on this disc. This is track two overall. It's called Don't Cross My Land. It's new from the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow.
Don't you build a highway across my land. That's where I draw a line in the sand. No, sir. No, sir. Here we settled, here we stay. You can't take our dream away. No, sir. No, sir. Don't you put them shovels in our dirt. You can never pay us for what it's worth. No, sir. No, sir. My family built it with their hands, and I don't expect you to understand. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Hey.
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 No, sir. Don't you build a pipeline across my land. That's where I draw a line in the sand. Oh, sir. No, sir. When all your money cannot steal the blood and tears down in these fields. No, sir. No, sir. Just because bureaucracy rolls over little folks like me. No, sir. No, sir. My family built it with their hands, and I don't expect you to understand. No, sir. No, sir.
No, sir.
Hey.
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 No, sir.
Don't you put them shovels in our dirt. You could never pay us for what it's worth. No, sir. No, sir.
here's the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. Tori Hanna with trumpet and acoustic and mandolin. Billy Keane with various guitars as well as piano. Chris Miranda on banjo. And guitars and lead vocalists by Greg Daniel Smith and David Tenklevsky. This was recorded at Stationery Factory in Dalton, Massachusetts. And there's other folks that appear elsewhere on the disc, including Pat Sansone on bass, Steve Gorman helping out with drums, Connor Meehan on percussion, and Arlo Guthrie himself on the harmonica. Website is thewhiskeytreaty.com, and you can also find him on Twitter at Whiskey Treaty. This is Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo, in the latter half of January of 2021. About halfway home, chance for me to remind you that every show is available to download, stream, and to share as well. Of course, there are many places to hear this program, and that includes different podcast platforms, one near you, of course, as well as the Internet Archive at archive.org, and your favorite smart device can also be alerted to play every new show whenever the RSS feed gets updated. And I usually have the feed updated at the same time as both shows are made available. Really happy to give you the latest music from a band I've championed feels like about 6-7 years now, if not more. They're called Darling Sign. Their first proper album was called Birds Say in 2015. It was an album that focused on the past through nostalgia and memory. Their second was called Extra Life, which I actually didn't have available for the show. That theme of that one was about uncertain futures. The new one is called Fish Pond Fish, which stands in the present, taking stock of what's here and now. Subjects on this album is one of geology, meteorology, and also astronomy and other stuff. The members are Dave Sinft on vocals and bass, Don Mitchell on vocals, guitar, and banjo, Ayan Mukherjee on vocals, violin, and mandolin, and Harris Besseltner with vocals, cello, and guitar. The band saw their 10-year anniversary in May of 2020, have long been praised for their harmonies and also intelligent songwriting, proving a dynamic presence on stage. Paired with their sharp wit and wordplay, they've been considered a live performance favorite, and their songs treasures for literary and lyric-loving fans. They started recording this album in late 2019 when they moved into Tarquin Studios, the Bridgeport, Connecticut residential studio of Grammy Award-winning producer Peter Kadis, who's worked with bands like Interpol and The National. Those days included late night and early morning recording sessions, family-style meals, and up to 4 separate recording rigs running in tandem. Living and working in a residential studio brought the band to their very early years, living and writing together under one roof in Hadley, Massachusetts, which seated the origins of their intimate collaboration. Last year's pandemic outbreak came just as the band was finalizing lyrics for their last batch of songs, which forced them to cancel the final weeks of recording at Tarquin Studios. Since they were unable to meet up in person during the quarantine, each member set up a home recording rig to capture sounds individually. While mixing, writing, and arrangement decisions were all carried out virtually. The band's favorite approaches for sound capture, playing and or sitting together around one mic, for example, and in-studio discussion were made relatively impossible by the quarantine, so they evolved. They were forced to lean more heavily on individual experimentation and decision-making, both in recording and editing. As a result, the album bears an imprint on each of the 4 members in the way the previous releases have not. Here's something from the new album. It's called February Stars, brand new from Darling Sign. They are Darling Side from this album, produced and mixed as mentioned by Peter Kadis, engineered by Peter, Greg Giorgio, and the band themselves, with some extra home recording snippets of which you can hear in this tune, including some field recording alongside. Darling Side is on the web at darlingside.com, Darling Side on Twitter as well. I want to mention here, now that I'm thinking of it, is that after I finish recording, as I post the playlist of the program, I'm going to endeavor to get the Instagram accounts linked, so I'll get that to you, and I'll mention those on the air next time around. From Darling Side, go to a band called The Good Hand. I have really little to no information about them. It looks like these are folks who recorded for Emperor Records, based in Lexington in Kentucky. This is something of a concept album. This album called The Great Away. Good Hand is the project by a gentleman named Michael Patrick Flanagan Smith. He has shared stages over the years with folk luminaries like Ramble and Jack Elliott, as well as several prominent indie rock bands. His first book, The Good Hand, is a memoir about working in the rigs during North Dakota's back in oil boom. It is being released on Viking Press February this year. Several plays he has written, including Woody Guthrie Dreams and Ain't No Sin, have been staged in Baltimore and New York. Michael has worked many jobs over the years that help fuel his songs, including being an oil field hand, which plays directly to his experiences as a backdrop for this album. So besides the music, there is also the book. Again, book titled The Good Hand, a memoir of work, brotherhood, and transformation in an American boom sound. That'll be out in February, but we're here for the music. This is called Pisces. It's track 7 on the album. It's from The Good Hand.
Thank you. kitchen, staring at the dishes piled in the sink. I take a sip of water, it reminds me of a river, and that makes me think of you.
Here's the good hand. Michael Patrick Flanagan Smith writing and producing this entire effort. He's on vocals and acoustic, Abby Mott on vocals, Chris Donahue on bass, Andy Stack on the drums, electric guitars by Jen Westner and Dave Heumann, Chris Pumphrey with the organ and piano. TheGoodHand.org is where you can find them on the World Wide Web. And in fact, now that I look at on Instagram, his handle there is MPFS76. This is Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo, here in late January of 2021. And I want to give you some details on how to submit music for future editions of this program, as well as the main show. All music, like we heard earlier with Dave Massey, should have a 2021 release date, though I am flexible to hear music and air music that has been released in the latter half of 2020. I do prefer that CDs are sent here, as I find it's easier to convey the concept of an artist from an actual disc. But I do accept downloads and links to music through Dropbox and Holix and such. You can direct any EPKs or links for music and such to my email address, which is dan@radiocrystalblue.net. As for mailing CDs, the address here is Dan Herman, Radio Crystal Blue, 1310 Bundrant Drive. That's Bundrant Drive, number 809, here in Killeen, Killeen, in Texas, 76543. I also have a presence on two major websites where artists can alternatively send electronic press kits to. They are sonicbids.com and musicsubmit.com. Look for Radio Crystal Blue on both websites. I should mention here too that I only am pursuing music from normally active performing artists. So I know, given the situation that we're all in right now, I know it's hard to find artists who are active performing, but I choose those who, under normal circumstances, would be out there performing, whether it's local or international. Doesn't matter. What matters here now is I have two albums left to tell you about on this program, and first of those from Mr. Steve Free. Steve is an internationally acclaimed, award-winning singer, songwriter, recording artist, winner of numerous music industry awards, including 9 ASCAP awards and a Grammy nomination. International Independent Recording Artist of the Year in 1996. In 2008, winning the Governor's Award as the number one artist in his home state of Ohio. And the following year, honored by the Kentucky State Senate for his musical contributions to the genre of Appalachia. In 2000, he received a Lifetime Achievement Award from Airplay International in Nashville. His song Siege at Lucasville, about the 1993 Ohio prison riot, was filmed by CBS TV's 48 Hours in 1996, and his song Our Hometown is featured in the PBS documentary Beyond These Walls. What I have here is the kickoff track from this new album called There For You, and it's titled I'll Be There For You. It's new from Steve Free.
Into our life people come and go, often nothing past the first hello. They make a mark, but soon they'll be just a faded memory. But sometimes someone comes along, and like the words to a favorite song, you know they're gonna stick with you your whole life through. I'll be there for you. Nothing in this world I wouldn't do. Long as the ocean and the sky is blue, I'll be there for you. The years can go by oh so fast that we lose track of the past. Good friends left behind are out of sight and out of mind.
yet there are those that we have met. We know we never can forget, even if we're far apart, therefore ever etched upon our hearts. I'll be there for you. Nothing in this world I wouldn't do, long as the ocean and the sky is blue. I'll be there for you. Nothing in this world I would not do, long as the ocean and the sky is blue. I'll be there for you. Long as the ocean and the sky is blue, I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you.
Here is Steve Free and this new album called There For You, that of course is titled I'll Be There For You. Steve with various guitars as well as some Native American and modern percussion and woodwinds as well. Susan Free with vocals, whistle, percussion and kazoo. Wyatt Bates heard on drums and all percussion. John Starkey on the bass and some other folks on this disc. Steve Free. Website is stevefree.com. Gonna wrap it up here with one more artist. Band who call themselves Unrodo Cora. Titled Titles and Frames. They began life in 1995 when songwriter Bo Cristo kidnapped some friends and took them into a studio over a weekend to record some songs just for fun. The first lineup was Bo himself on bass and vocals, along with Patrick Sveberg on drums, Johan Werner on guitars, and Joachim Forsell on guitars and vocals. But soon more people kept pouring into the sessions, and all these years later, over 40 different musicians at some point been involved in Unrodo Cora. The band's loose fit is a result of the frustration Bo had felt in many of the bands he played with in his youth, where a fixed setting often became a limitation, where the songs never sounded as great in real life as they did in his head. They've shaped their sound over the years, and it was in late 2019 they actually finished recording this fifth album of theirs. The release date wasn't until December of 2020. The theme of friendship and love and loss. New names to the lineup here include Goran Wessling and Mats Grundmark. Here's an example of how they sound these days. This is track 5 from the album. It's called Just a Boy. Brand new from Unrodo Cora.
Yeah.
Un Rudo Cor, just a boy from this new album, Titles and Frames. UnRodoCora.com, that's UnRodoCora. There's a little more detail about the album and the stories around it through their website. I'll leave it to you to peruse those, and I'd say we put the cap on the bottle for this edition of Radio Crystal Blue. Slated to be published here at the end of January 2021. Remember, every show, including these and prior shows, are always available for you to listen to and also to download and to share in full. Thank you in advance for listening on whatever podcast platform you prefer. I'll be with you again sometime in February, early February, to get you another edition of RCB Novus Ordo with some more brand new releases that we'll get to hear across 2021 and hopefully beyond as well. You know where to find me by now on email and social media. Reminding you that Instagram is a new wrinkle. You can find me there at DanHerman456. And thanks again to DJ Flowerdove for her assistance with production of all shows. That's about it from here. I will see you next time. Do take care. Namaste.